It's time now for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From historic Watt Auditorium, Ron Slaymaker Court, good afternoon and welcome to Lady Hornet Basketball. As this afternoon, the Emporia State Lady Hornets take on the Newman Jets. And let's take a look at our starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. For the Newman Jets, who come in with 7-15 on the season, 4-13 in the MIAA, they're coached by Drew Johnson and Nicole Oldie Johnson. They are 10-40 in their second season, and this is the lineup they will go with this afternoon. At the guard spots will be Maddie Spagnola. She's a 5'5 graduate student out of Elgin, Illinois, averaging 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also at a guard will be Lauren Dubert, a 5'7 sophomore out of Beloit. She went to St. John's Tipton High School, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. Also to guard, Carissa Beck, a 5'8 senior out of Towanda Circle High School, Butler Community College transfer. She's averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds. On a forward spot will be Tori Vang, 5'10 senior out of Goddard, averaging 1.2 rebounds. And in the post will be Brittany Hull, 6-foot senior out of Wichita. She's a transfer from Northeastern State. She's averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, they come in with a record of 12-11. They are 7-10 in the MIAA. Coached by Toby Wendt in his fifth year, 91-48 is his overall record, and this is the lineup Emporia State goes with this afternoon. At the guard spots, Treasure Joe, 5'7 junior out of Wichita South, leading the MIAA, averaging 21 points. She's also averaging 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Also out of guard, Victoria Price, 5'8 junior out of Grand Prairie, Texas, transfer from Utah. She comes in averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds. Also to guard, Elena Hartman, 5'10", sophomore out of Spearville, Kansas, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds. At a forward spot, Sydney Tenner, 5'10", junior out of Amarillo, Texas. She's a transfer from Seward County Community College. She comes in averaging 3 points and 4 rebounds. And also getting a start this afternoon will be Audrey Beatty, the 6'2", freshman out of Beatty, Texas. She is averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. Your officials for this afternoon's game, as assigned by the MIAA, our referee is John Adams. Our umpires are Jeff Stromgren and Matt Krause. There's your starting lineups, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State, home whites, black numbers, gold trim. Newman in the road, blue uniforms with white numbers and letters with the red trim around the numbers and letters. And John Adams puts the ball in the air. The ball is going to be tipped around, and Emporia State will control the tip. They'll play to the basket to our right. Hope you enjoyed. Here we go. Treasure Jones swings it on the right side. Victoria Price trying to drive to the basket. Puts up a bad shot. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with a putback. And this time the shot crawls in for Victoria Price. First attempt, she just shot it over the basket. And that time she followed her shot, got the offensive rebound and the stick back. And Emporia State up 2-0. You'd like to see that stick-to-itiveness and keeping with it by Victoria Price. Now front with the basketball. This is Dubert trying to hand it off to Maddie Spagnola. They get it to Dubert. They go down low to Brittany Ho working against Audrey Beatty. Spinning. Shot up and good for Brittany Ho. Audrey did a pretty good job defensively. Tried to keep her away from the basket. Just couldn't keep her far enough away from the basket. Newman man-to-man with her defense. Elena Hartman with the basketball. Swings to the left side. Sydney Tinner skips it back to the right side. Elena Hartman open for three. She hits it. Oh, what's a way to start it, Elena. A hair crafter's three for Elena Hartman. Call Mark Kraft at 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Hornets in their patented zone defense. Elena Hartman and Treasure Job out front. Here's a lob down low to Brittany Ho, being double-teamed, triple-teamed. Now goes to the dribble, takes it in the lane, spinning, gets the ball knocked out of her hands by Treasure Job. Loose ball picked up by Lauren Dubert. Her pass out on the wing gets deflected out of bounds by Emporia State. And Newman will have the ball to play in bounds right in front of the Emporia State bench with 1 second on the shot clock. The Jets to play it inbounds. Trying to get the ball inbounds. They'll play it inbounds on an inbounds play. The shot hits the underside of the rim by Tori Vang, and Emporia State will get the basketball. 5-2, Emporia State with the lead. 8-12 to play here in the first quarter. Free throw line jumper from Treasure Job. It's off the mark. Rebound goes to Newman. Spagnola. She'll bring it into front court. Working out high around the screen. Now picks up the dribble. Feeds it off to Dubert. Now in the far corner, it goes to Beck. Beck tries to drive baseline, cut off by Sydney Tinner. Now they lob it down low to Brittany Ho, working against Audrey Bader. Her shot off the glass is good. Boy, that's a high bank shot right off the glass. And Brittany Ho has both baskets for the Newman Jets. 5-4, Emporia State. Treasure Job open for three. Up. And it's nothing but net for Treasure Job. A Hair Crafters three, and Emporia State up 8-4. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Left open from just behind the three-point stripe. Shot off the mark. No good for Dubert. And the rebound to Emporia State. Treasure Job in the front court. Dribbles it to the right side of the floor. Gets a screen from Audrey Beatty. Steps back for a three. Shoots it up and crawls off. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. There to grab it, Lauren Dubert. She'll feed the ball up the floor, and it gets deflected out of bounds by both Treasure Job and Elena Hartman. Newman will keep the ball with 7:07 to play in the quarter. Emporia State leading 8-4, 25 seconds on the shot clock. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Free throw circle, Brittany Ho, shot off the mark, no good. Rebound, Treasure Job for Emporia State. She'll bring it back the other way, has it top the key, drives to the basket, takes it to the rim, lays it up, and scores the bucket. Treasure Job with five, and Emporia State jumps out to a 10-4 lead, and Newman Jets say, we want a timeout. Coach Drew Johnson in the air and a couple of his players talking about defense and not opening the curtain for Emporia State and Treasure Job, and that takes us to our media timeout. What a basketball brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX. Emporia.
10-4. Emporia State with the lead. Newman with a basketball shot by Brittany Ho off the mark and the rebound to Emporia State. Up the floor. Elena Hartman has it on the left wing. Now takes it top the free throw circle. Now dishes it left side. Treasure Job. Treasure goes to the dribble. Takes it to the free throw circle. Now dishes it back on the left wing. Sydney Tinner. Long three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped around. Audrey Beatty ends up with a basketball. Swings it out front. Treasure Job, left elbow. Victoria Price puts it to the floor, takes it in the rim, shoots up the ball. They're going to call a charge on Victoria Price. Or are they? Now they're going to give the ball out of bounds to the Newman Jets. No foul called. Substitution for both ball clubs. Faith Paramore in for Emporia State, replacing Audrey Beatty. And Monica Redondo, a 5'7 freshman out of Madrid, Spain, into the lineup for Newman, replacing Tori Vang. So, well, there was a penalty or a foul called on Victoria Price. Took a while for the referees to get to the scorers table to inform everybody of that. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. At 10-15, Industrial carries Diamonds, where the difference is you. Bounce pass along the baseline, goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Newman Jets at the other end of the floor. 10-4 Emporia State. Elena Hartman across the timeline with the basketball. For Emporia State, has it top the key. Dishes it left of the free throw circle. The Treasure Job takes it in the paint. Tries to feed it down low to Sydney Tinner. Pass gets intercepted by Newman. Monica Redondo. She'll give it off to Beck. He'll shoot the three. Shot off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. And we're going to have a travel violation. Ends up in the hands of Amaya Josie, a 5'11 junior out of Gilbert, Arizona. And as she gets the rebound, she falls on her, takes a seat on her behind. And that's a travel violation. And the turnover gives it right back to Emporia State. Treasure Job, top the key. Faith Paramore for three. Yes! Faith Paramore knocks down a Hare Crafters three. And Emporia State leads it 13-4. That was a third made three for Emporia State. Here's a pass in the deep right corner to Spagnola. Now they get it off to Ho from 15. Shot off the mark, off the back iron. No good. Rebound goes to Faith Paramore, and Emporia State heads the other direction. Faith has it on the wing right side. Kicks it top the key to Sydney Tinner. Back to Faith Paramore. She'll shoot another three. This one off the mark. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. There to grab the rebound will be Monica Redondo. She'll push the ball up the floor. Takes it coast to coast. Throws up a wild shot. It misses, and the rebound goes to Faith Paramore, and Emporia State will get the basketball. 4:43 to play here in the first quarters. Elena Harmer, deep left corner, three. No good. Rebound, Faith Paramore. No good. Gets blocked from behind by Amaya Josie, and Newman comes away with the basketball. This is Josie with the ball. Now feeds it in the lane, shovels it off to Ho. Her layup is good, and Brittany Ho has all 6 points for the Newman Jets. 13-6 Emporia State. Across the timeline with the basketball, Elena Harmon, left of the free throw circle. Sydney Tinner, top the key. Faith Paramore, back right side. It goes to Elena Harmon. Now Treasure Job has it out front, skips it in the left corner. To Victoria Price, down low. It goes to Faith Paramore, spins and shoots and leaves it way short. Shot may have got tipped. And the rebound goes to Newman. Feed up into front court. This is Redondo for a three off the mark. No good. Long rebound will go out of bounds. It'll be Hornet basketball. Substitutions for both ball clubs. Katie Harina along with Kylie Shear and Mary Lakes will check into the Emporia State lineup. Elena Hartman, Sydney Tinner, and Victoria Price will set down. Newman brings in Valeria Lovkina. Here's a three by Treasure off the mark. No good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Katie Harina, who makes the basket and draws a foul. The 5'9 sophomore out of Liberal, who missed a number of games due to an elbow injury, gets the offensive rebound and the stick back and a chance for the end one. Picking up the personal foul will be Amaya Josie. Her first, team first. Monica Redondo will leave the lineup, and as the free throw is good for Katie Harino, Jordan Heckert into the lineup for Newman as she brings the ball in the front court. Picked up by Treasure Chobe, tries to work around a screen, shoots it up from the free throw line, shot crawls off, no good, rebound goes to Faith Paramore, outlet goes to Treasure Joe. Treasure draw in the lane, to the rim, goes up with a shot, she's going to get fouled, she'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the foul will be Jordan Heckert, that'll be her first, team second. And I think we're going to get a timeout taken here by the Newman Jets. And this will be a 30-second, this will be a full timeout taken by the Newman Jets. So Coach Johnson, using his second timeout, he's left with two here in this first half. Warner Basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Hey, congratulations to the Emporia State softball team. They were a winner today, defeating Chadron State 3-0. They're playing in a tournament down in Lubbock, Texas. Yesterday they went 1-1, opened their season with a win over Minot State 3-1, but lost to number 21 ranked Lubbock Christian 9-0. They still have Texas Permian Basin to play today, and tomorrow I believe they play Adams State twice. Emporia State baseball team playing a doubleheader today. They're up in St. George, Kansas, playing at Rock Creek High School. They're taking on Minot State, and if you haven't heard, Emporia State is putting in a new field turf infield at Glennon Field at the Tressler Sports Complex. The schedule has them to have that done before the end of this month, so they should have it ready by the 1st of March. That's all weather weather permitting. And hopefully they'll be able to get that done so Emporia State can play some games at Glennon Field this season. New turf infield and down the line, a turf outfield is in the plans and new lights out at Glennon Field. Really, you're going to spice the place up. At the free throw line is Treasure Job. Her first free throw rims out. She'll get a second free throw. Treasure, number three all-time scoring in Emporia State history. That gives her 6 points. Her next big mark will be 2,000 points. She should reach that before this season's over with. 17-6 Emporia State. 3:10 to play first quarter. Working with the basketball, Heckert gets it in the paint. Layup missing, no good. Rebound ends up in the hands for the Newman Jets, and Mary Lake forces a jump ball call as she reaches in and ties up Amaya Josie. Alternate possession will keep it in the hands of the Newman Jets. Elena Hartman and Victoria Price will check in for Emporia State. Setting down will be Faith Paramore and Treasure Joe. Newman plays the ball inbounds, wide open. Heckert shoots the three in. Heckert was left wide open in the deep right corner, and she knocks down the first three for the Newman Jets. Katie Harina gives it off to Victoria Price. Waiting for a screen from Mary Lakes. Victoria, from behind the free throw line, shoots it up, and it rims out. Tough luck shooting that time for Victoria Price. Pushing the ball into front court, this is Heckert. Pulls up from the lane line, shoots it up and in from 8 feet away. And Jordan Heckert with 5 points, and it's a 17-11, six-point lead for Emporia State. Newman on a 5-0 run. Or we could even say Heckert's on a 5-0 run. Here's a feed down low to Mary Lakes, backing down in against Lovkina, and her layup is missing, and the rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They feed it up the floor. Get it in the hands of Beck. Tap the free throw circle. It goes Lovkina's. And a shot top the key is good by Jordan Heckert. She has 8, and all of a sudden it's a 3-point ball game. Katie Harina with the basketball. Gets a screen from Elena Hartman. Takes it down the lane. Scoop layup. No good. Rebound. Ends up back in the hands of Katie Harina. Katie driving along the baseline. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Bad pass. Gets intercepted by Newman. Bringing the ball up the floor, pulling up from 15, shot off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound, goes out of bounds. He'll give it to the Newman Jets. Missing the shot was Carissa Beck. And Coach Toby Wynn says, we got to get our starters back in there. As Audrey Beatty, Sydney Tinner, and Treasure Job check back in for Emporia State. Newman on an 8-0 run. Here's a shot just behind the three-point stripe. Shot missing, and the battle for the rebound draws a whistle. The foul's going to be called on the Newman Jets. They'll call this foul on Lauren Dubert. Emporia State will get the ball. A minute 24 to go here in the first quarter. 17-14 Emporia State. Lady Hornets were leading at one time 17-6. Lady Hornets haven't made a field goal since the 3:35 mark. Here's Audrey Beatty down the lane, pulls up, shoots it off the glass, and scores the bucket. Audrey Beatty gets her first basket of the ball game. That ends a scoring drought. Emporia State up by 5, 19-14. Jordan Hecker with the basketball, and Coach Toby Wynn tells Treasure, guard her. Here's a lob down low. They get it in the paint. Here's a shot that rolls off the mark. No good for Love Kina. And it's a rebound to Emporia State. Treasure Job with the basketball. Goes to the dribble. Takes it top the key. Left of the free throw circle. Shot up, in and out. No good. Rebound battled for. And Newman comes up with a basketball. There to grab it was Laura Dubert. She'll bring it across the timeline. Feeds it in the paint to Love Kina, who gets the layup right at the rim. And Love Kina gets her first basket of the ballgame. Makes it 19-16. Three-point ballgame. Lady Hornets could use a basket right here. Lady Hornets went cold. They're shooting only 35%. They were a little better than that for a while. Here's Treasure Job from the free throw circle left. Shot no good. Rebound battled for it. A foul's going to be called on the Newman Jets. Victoria Price was going for the rebound, and she gets fouled by Amaya Josie. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Substitution for Newman, Tori Vang will check in, replacing Amaya Josie. Victoria Price to play the ball inbounds. Count is on, plays it into Elena Hartman, and they're going to get a shot clock violation. And that'll be the end, actually, it'll be the end of the quarter. After the first 10 minutes of basketball, the score, Emporia State 19, Newman Jets 16. Point of basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Some things are just better together, like flowers and chocolate. But what's better than that? Diamonds and her, of course. Stop in at Carrie's Diamonds to find the perfect pendant and bracelet to match. Or maybe a pair of diamond stud earrings. Classic pairs like his and hers custom engraved bracelets are always a great way to show your love. So this year, give her the best gift ever with a gift of jewelry from Carrie's Diamonds. 1015 Industrial Road across from the fairgrounds. Love is in the air at Carrie's, where the difference is you.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
19-6 our score. Emporia State with the lead. They'll have the ball. The Lady Hornets were leading at one time 17-6 by 11. But Newman's gone on a 10-2 run to make it a three-point ball game. Treasure Job with the basketball gives it off Sydney Tinner for three. Left wing three. Good by Sydney Tinner. That's a Hare Crafters three. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your hair cut at Hare Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Brittany Ho down the lane. Scoops layup is good. She got a step that time on Audrey Beatty. And Brittany Ho with 8 points. She's the leading scorer for Newman. 22-18 Emporia State. Treasure Job across the timeline. Takes it top the key. Dresses it right side to Victoria Price. Victoria takes it back left side. Gives it off Sydney Titter. Tried to dump it down low to Elena Hartman. Now they give it to Treasure. She'll shoot the three. Good! A hair crafter's three for Treasure Job. Newman into front court. Monica Redondo has it out front. Bounce pass on the wing right side to Beck. Free throw circle to get to Ho. Or they got it down low to Ho, and she gets fouled from behind by Elena Hartman. Blocked the shot, but she drew the foul, and that's the first foul on Elena Hartman. First team foul in the second quarter on Emporia State, and this will put Brittany Ho at the free throw line. Brittany Ho, a 69% free throw shooter, and the first free throw hits the front end of the rim and bounces in for Brittany. She has 9 points, tied for the game lead with Treasure Job. Second free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound to Sydney Tinner for Emporia State. Lady Hornets have the rebounding advantage at 16-11 here in the second quarter. Treasure Job working off a double screen. Top the key, Sydney Tinner. Passes it right side. Victoria Price can't handle it. Too much butter on the popcorn that time. Turnover gives it back to Newman. 25-19, Emporia State with a lead by 6. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from career to classroom or classroom to career, and learn more at emporia.edu. Feed into front court. They get it to Dubert. They get it down low. Brittany Ho gets a shot blocked by Sydney Tinner. Loose ball. Tipped out. Picked up by Victoria Price. Almost has it taken away. Now gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure Job, free throw circle. Dishes it right side. Victoria Price gives it back to Treasure Job. Treasure waiting for a screen. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Now down to 10. Treasure on the deep right side. Gets it out to Audrey Beatty. She'll shoot the three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Elena Hartman right there to grab the rebound. Gets the stick back. She has 5. 27-19 Emporia State. Lady Hornets up by 8 with 7:49 to play here in the second quarter. Top the free throw circle. This is Vang. Gives it off to Dubert. In the free throw circle to Vang. Pass in the paint. Gets deflected by Emporia State, but it goes right to Newman. And then they'll try to skip it out to the left wing, and his pass sails out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Faith Paramore will check in for Emporia State. Sitting down will be Audrey Beatty. 7:36 to play, second quarter, 27-19, Emporia State on top. Elena Hartman with the basketball, gives it off to Treasure Job, pulls up from 15, right wing, good for Treasure Job, that gives her 11. Quarter basketball brought to you by Bungie North America. Here's a steal by Elena Hartman to the basket, and there's a blocking foul called on the Newman Jets. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Picking up the foul will be Monica Redondo. What a basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. 29-19, Emporia State on top, 7:17 to play, second quarter. Treasure Job to play the ball and bounds on the baseline, left of the basket. Plays it into Sydney Tinner. Sydney backs it down low, working against Brittany Ho. Now kicks it out to Treasure Job, left elbow, thought about the three. Pulls up from 15. Shot crawls off. No good. The only person there to rebound it. Players dressed in blue. Brittany Ho there to grab the basketball. They'll bring it into front court. Kicks it right side to Dubert. Now a long three. Spins in for Maddie Spagnola. And that is a long three. Well beyond the three-point stripe. And Spagnola, 11th in the conference and made threes, knocks down one right there. That is her 41st made three of the season. Elena Hartman, right baseline, shot missed it. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets, and they're going to call a foul on the battle for the rebound. This is going to be on the Newman Jets. Jeff Stromgren says that foul's on Lauren Dubert. He said she grabbed a hold of Treasure Job, so Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds. Newman sends in Jordan Heckert. As Lauren Dubert checks out after picking up her second personal foul. Second team foul here in the second quarter on Newman. Emporia State plays it out front to Sydney Tinner. Gives it off to Elena Hartman. Faith Paramore has it on the left wing now. Shot clock down to 14. Faith gives it off Elena Hartman. Three-point shot from the right elbow down for Elena Hartman. A hair crafter's three, and that gives her eight. And the Lady Hornets are up by 10, 32-22. Newman beats the press. They bring it into front court. Three-point shot from the left side. Off the mark, no good for Beck. Battle for the rebound and a foul. Let's see whom they call the foul on. I believe this is going to be on Emporia State. They call the foul on Faith Paramore. That is her first. Team foul number two on Emporia State. Newman trying to play the ball inbounds with the count is on. They finally do play it inbounds way out front to Heckert. Pass in the paint, deflected and a steal for Treasure Job. Another one for her in her career. 32-22 Emporia State. Treasure for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound goes to Brittany Ho for the Newman Jets. Up the court, feed to Spagnola. Going, almost has a steal, and it's stolen. A second steal by Treasure. Feeds it off to Victoria Price. Layup is good. Treasure jumped to Victoria Price, and Emporia State up by 12, their biggest lead of the ballgame, 34-22. Emporia State applies backcourt pressure. Newman beats the press. Heckert with the basketball, working on the wing right side, drives on Elena Hartman, gets it in the paint to Vang. Her layup crawls in for her. Tori Vang gets her first basket of the ballgame. Makes it 34-24, Emporia State. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Victoria Price working right side, takes it in the lane, layup, crawls out for her. Oh, my. That one was halfway down. Here's a steal, Treasure Job, her third in a row. Layup is good at the other end, a steal and a score. 13 points for Treasure Job, and it's 36-24. Lady Hornets on top. That's 7 points now off of turnovers for the Lady Hornets. Out front, this is Hackrett. Needs some help. Swings it on the wing left side. Now in the paint, it goes to Vang. Pass in the lane intended for Bo gets Ho, and the ball gets taken away by Emporia State. Treasure Job with the basketball. Gives it out to Elena Hartman. Top the free throw circle. Drifts to the left. Shot clock down to 16. Keeping the dribble. Elena. Oh, tried to one-handed pass across the lane. It gets deflected by Newman. Emporia State ends up with it. Going up with a shot will be Elena Hartman. And Emporia State's Elena Hartman will end up going to the free throw line out of the media timeout. How that all happened, I don't know. But the Hornets will be at the free throw line when we come back. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
36-24, Emporia State with the lead. Treasure Job with 13 points to go along with three steals. She now has 281 steals in her career. She now needs 11 to tie Jessica Wayne for third place on the all-time steals list. She needs 14 to tie Tara Holloway. Elena Hartman at the free throw line for Emporia State. She knocks down the first free throw. Elena with 9 points in this game. She'll get a second free throw here. Sophomore out of Spearville. Lefty's free throw is off the back iron, no good, and the rebound goes to the Newman Jets. 4:09 to play here in the second quarter, 37-24, Emporia State with a 13-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. This is Jordan Heckert. Now gives it in the hands of Kina. Shot missing, rebound though, goes to the Newman Jets. Coming away with a basketball, this will be Amaya Perez to Heckert. Working out right, trying to drive, feeds it to Spagnuolo. Shot missed it badly, rebound out of bounds. They'll give it to the Newman Jets. Newman has 4 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it inbounds left of the basket on the baseline. Or to the right of the basket, excuse me. They played into Hackrod with 2 seconds. Throws up a shot as the shot clock is missing. Rebound goes to Mary Lakes for Emporia State. Mary Lakes, Elena Hartman, Treasure Joe, Katie Harina, and Kylie Shear on the floor for Emporia State right now. Treasure Joe dumps it inside to Mary Lake, being double teamed, kicks it back out. Katie Harina, left wing three, left it a little short. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets, and we're going to get a push foul on Emporia State. Grabbing the rebounds with Valeria Lovkina. And they call the foul on Mary Lakes. That'll be her first. Third team foul on the Lady Hornets here in the second quarter. Newman will play it inbounds in backcourt. Emporia State will apply backcourt pressure. Newman does get the ball inbounds to Spagnuolo and gets it taken away by Kylie Shear. And Emporia State has the ball back. Here's Elena Hartman. Lobs it out top the key. Treasure Job. That was a dangerous pass. Fortunate to get it out to Treasure. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Down low they go to Mary Lakes, and she tried to dish it out left side and gets the ball stripped out of her hands, and Newman comes up with a basketball. Have to be stronger with the ball. Free throw circle with the ball. This is Beck. Now trying to drive with it is Amaya Perez. Here's a three by Hackert. It's good. Timeout, Emporia State. And Coach Treasure, or Coach Toby Wynn, not real happy right now. Hackert now with 11 points in the first half. She is the leading scorer for the Newman Jets. And Emporia State will use their first timeout of the first half. Hornet basketball brought to you by the station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Treasure Job coming into this game, 1,954 points. And she has 13 right now. That gives her 1,967 points. And for her to get to 2,000, she needs 33 points to get to that impressive 2,000-point mark of her career. 37-27 Emporia State. Lady Hornets with the basketball. Treasure Job has a left wing. In the corner goes to Kylie Shear. Down low goes to Mary Lakes. Here comes a double team on her at the paint. Shoots it off the glass. Missed it. Rebound. Katie Harina. Stick back. No. Battle for the rebound of Mary Lakes is going to be whistled for a foul. She came charging into the paint. Trying to get the rebound. She'll pick up her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Lady Hornets here in the second quarter. Substitution for Emporia State. Sydney Tenner checks in, replacing Mary Lakes. Emporia State will apply backcourt pressure. 37-27, Emporia State with the lead. Newman passes the ball into front court to Hackert, has it on the wing left side. Scoops it off to Spagnuolo for a three out the front end of the rim. No good. Long rebound, though, goes to Beck. Her put back is good, and she's fouled. This will be a three-point opportunity for Beck. Picking up the personal foul will be Sydney Tenner for Emporia State. Her first team foul, number 5. Substitutions for Emporia State. Faith Paramore checks back in. So does Victoria Price. Kylie Shear and Katie Harina will set back down. Free throw is good for Carissa Beck. That gives her 3 points. And it's a 7-point ball game. So Newman now on a 6-0 run after Emporia State led by 13 and 37-24. Feed in the paint goes to Sydney Tenner. Assist from Faith Paramore, and Sydney Tenner makes the layup. She has 5. And it's 39-30. Emporia State applying pressure in backcourt. Newman gets it into front court. This is Josie. Shot in the paint by Josie. Bounces around the rim and goes in. Amaya Josie, a 5'11 junior out of Gilbert, Arizona, gets her first basket of the ball game. Makes it 39-32 Emporia State with a minute 29 to play in the quarter and in the half. Elena Hartman has the ball knocked free. Loose ball on the floor, and Newman comes up with a steal. Feed it up the floor to Hackrott. Her layup is good at the other end. Hackrott with 13 points. 39-34. It's a five-point lead, and Emporia State having another poor finish to the end of the quarter. They finished the first quarter on a down note, finishing the second quarter on a bit of a down note. Here's Victoria Price with the basketball. Top the free throw circle. Shot out the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Goes to the Newman Jets. There to grab it. Amaya Josie. Outworked Lady Hornets for the rebound. Into front court with a basketball. This is Heckrick. Feeds it to the free throw circle. Josie gets it down low. Lufkina shot no good. Rebound to Lufkina. Pass out front. Tipped away by Victoria Price. Victoria Price to the basket. Lays it up and scores the bucket. Victoria Price with a steal in the score. That gives her six. 41-34 Emporia State, down to 27 seconds to go in the half. Hornet basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Right corner three on the way and good for Maddie Spagnola. That gives her six. Hornets with a chance for one last basket before the end of the half. Treasure Joe with the basketball. Kicks it off Elena Hartman. She'll shoot a three. No good. And we are at halftime. Well, the Lady Hornets had built up a 13-point lead at 37-24. But Newman put together another furious rally at the end of the second quarter. And Emporia State goes to the locker room leading Newman 41-37. As Newman closes out the half, the last 3 minutes, on a 13-4 run. Again, our halftime score, Emporia State 41, Newman 37. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build. Because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They work to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime. 41-37 Emporia State with the lead over the Newman Jets is... Former Lady Hornets are being introduced at this time here for Alumni Weekend. A lot of familiar faces who had a lot of success during their careers at Emporia State. As Kelly Moten takes the floor. Good to see her back. Of course, she's been playing professional basketball. Allie Volkin's out there. Morgan Loudon. Daly Handy. Amongst others, as a lot of former Lady Hornets being introduced here. But here at halftime, Emporia State leading 41-37 over the Newman Jets, who just won't go away. Emporia State led by 11 in the first quarter at 17-6, but Newman would go on a 10-2 run to close out the quarter to trail only 19-16 at the end of the first quarter. Then Emporia State built it up to a 13-point lead at 37-24, only to see Newman go on a 13-4 run to make it a 41-37 lead here at halftime. Cassandra Boston here. Carolyn Dorsey, Dina Holloway, Tara Holloway, the Holloway sisters here. It's good to see all them. Let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Let's take a look at the individual numbers first for the Newman Jets. They are being led by Jordan Heckert with 13 points. She's 3 of 4 beyond the arc, 5 of 8 shooting the ball. She comes off the bench, only plays 10 minutes and really made a big difference for the Newman Jets. 9 points for Brittany Ho. She had a good start to the game, but she's been held in check most of the second, most of the ball game. Maddie Spagnola with 6. 3 points for Carissa Beck. 2 points each for Tori Vang, Amaya Josie, and Valerie Lakina. For Emporia State, they're being led by Treasure Job with 13 points, 9 for Elena Hartman, 5 points for Sydney Titter, 6 points for Victoria Price, 3 points for Faith Paramore, 3 points also for Katie Harina, Andre Beatty with 2. Looking at the team numbers, in the first half, Newman ends up shooting 43% from the floor. They are 15 of 35, 5 of 12 from beyond the arc, and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Emporia State, 16 of 40 from the floor for 40%, 6 of 15 from beyond the arc for 40%, and 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Both teams with 20 rebounds. Leading rebounder for Newman, Brittany Hull with 4. Emporia State's leading rebounder, Faith Paramore, with 4. Emporia State with 8 offensive rebounds. Newman with 7 offensive rebounds. Newman with 10 turnovers. Emporia State with 6. Treasure Job has 3 steals on the afternoon already. Emporia State has 7 of those steals. Emporia State scored 12 points off of those 10 turnovers. Newman scored 5 points off of Emporia State's 6 turnovers. In the paint, Emporia State and Newman both with 18 points. Second chance opportunities, though, Emporia State's outscored Newman 10-6. Fast break opportunities, Emporia State has outscored Newman 7-2. And off the bench, Newman has outscored Emporia State 17-6. A lot of that due to the 13 points from Jordan Heckert. Emporia State led at the end of the first quarter 19-16. They outscored Newman 22-21 in the second quarter. They lead it here at halftime 41-37. There's been one tie, and that was at 2-2. Newman has not led. Emporia State has led for 19 minutes and 22 seconds. Again, their biggest lead was by 13 when they led 37-24 in the second quarter. And the score at halftime, Emporia State leads at 41-37. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Let's take this timeout. We'll be back with more on the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Right after this timeout, this is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your...